Stepping back, with all these great initiatives going on, is there any kind of central governance process for the social media side or an idea generation part, or how do you...
That's a good question. We do have a... So for our group, we have a social media policy, of course, which is a fairly straightforward thing, which says, look, social media is part of everyone's lives. Use it, but use your common sense.
Yeah.
So all in all, a fairly sensible approach. We have, I would say, we don't have a rigidly controlled external approach with social media. So where we are very, very rigidly controlled is where we've got messages at a corporate level that we're trying to get out across the whole of the organisation. It has to be very, very...
uniform.
Exactly. Very clear, no inconsistencies, because we're communicating with the market or whatever the case may be. That's absolutely crystal, and it's very buttoned down. The business units themselves have a moderate amount of freedom in terms of how they engage with customers or candidates. But all candidate interaction is managed by one in one place, by one team, and that's the resourcing team. And there's not a lot of other stuff going on that doesn't funnel through them in some way. So there may still be individuals contributing, whether it's blogs or other types of social interaction, but that it will all pretty much be channeled via the team.
But would you direct that and say, look, it would be really great to have a 1 year in graduate blogging about X or...
So it's a mix. For anything to do with recruitment or attraction, we direct it.
Yeah.
So we have a couple of people. In fact, we have one person who has a very significant part of their job, probably 50% of it, which is coordinating our social media activity and presence. And that's actually quite difficult in that we've got a large variety of recruit. Just in recruitment, it's quite difficult. So you've got a large variety of role types, a number of different teams, all of whom are one team, but they've all got different types of people that they're trying to attract. And presenting a coherent front to the external candidate world takes... it's a bit like herding cats. So you're constantly trying to line up. So that, you know, what you don't want to do is say, oh, well, you know, we're in the University of Edinburgh today, and we'll be meeting with engineering students to talk about mechanical engineering opportunities in business, and then have someone say, and by the way, we're in University of Edinburgh today to talk about finance roles in British Gas. And look like we're a business that just doesn't talk to each other. So we do spend a bit of time making sure that we've got a diary, we know what we're doing, there's some coordination there so that we can actually buddy up and share, but that does take a little bit of attention. And the other interesting thing is we do a moderate amount of work which really isn't directly recruitment related, but it will have some flow on benefit for recruitment at some point, and that's around, say, things like school engagement and campus activity, or getting into colleges and talking about apprenticeship schemes and that sort of thing. So we also use that medium to help people understand, oh, this is where we're going to be, this is what we're doing. So that if you're interested in an apprenticeship in Wolverhampton, for example, you can make sure that you keep track of that, and then when there's something nearby for you, you can come in and be made aware. So it does help people keep tabs, but what that means we need to do is we need to be quite diligent in making sure that we're always getting good, fresh information out there so that it's worthwhile.
Yeah.
The big challenge with social media, one of them, is that if you don't keep your content relevant and fresh and up to date, then there's no reason for anyone to look at anything that you're doing, and you'll very quickly have something sitting there that just
was interesting.
Gathers dust.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't stop on that side. Mm. It really doesn't stop.
So, kind of final question is really, where do you see things going?
Yeah, I thought you were going to ask me that question.
Yeah. What's your next?
Where is the future of social media?
Tell us the future.
Yeah. No, I don't know. So, it's just in its infancy at the moment, and I think organisations haven't really figured out how to engage yet. And we touched on earlier about, you know, do people want to be harassed in their private space So I'm
sure you might have had a few cold calls at the weekend.
And it is very similar to that. So when you get that call at 8 at night and you think, well, I'm trying to cook my dinner and I don't want insurance, please go away.
So, no more double glazing.
Exactly. So I think we have to be really... So I think business needs to be careful that they understand the space, why people are there, and why would they want to hear from you. So that's the bit I think a lot haven't gotten quite right. So our general approach is to make ourselves available, and where people want to choose to engage like that, we make it very easy to. So if you want to follow what we're doing, you want to keep up to date with events, that's all there. If having seen that, then you want an easy link in to opportunities, it's all there. Mm-hmm. But we don't really push it hard at you. So but it's about the engagement activity that would get you interested to come in, rather than pushing hard to push opportunities at people.
And would you see, you know, the kind of either replication or move of the kind of general information that you have in the careers area of the website, moving into the social media space again, so that's all...
It will.
...actually in both places, or do you think it...
I think it will. So I think, you know, if you talk to some of the big technology suppliers who are supporting recruitment processes, the big thing for them is how do they tap into social media and make it a fundamental part of the recruitment platform. So I think that the two things are going to come a lot closer together, but it will mean that we need to change a little bit the way we think about the recruitment process. And I'm not quite sure how that's going to land yet. So, you know, what can I see happening in the very near future? Things like LinkedIn. I think LinkedIn will be under a lot of pressure to allow some of the biggest recruiters in the world to get in there. I'm sure they're bashing. I know they're bashing the door down. And LinkedIn are going to have to make some decisions about what do their customers want and what really is their business model. Because I think some wrong decisions there could destroy that business. And what is currently a great networking tool, which has a good balance of job opportunities and sharing of professional networks and knowledge, could then just become polluted to the point where it actually loses all of those things. So I think LinkedIn is an interesting example of where is it going to go and how is it going to manage this pressure. And I think the way businesses want to promote themselves and interact with candidates will become more socially enabled. But business will have to change its, get more mature, but become a bit more mature in the social media space, which is going to take a little bit of time. But I think it's an opportunity to make the process a bit more engaging. But I don't think it's going to make life easier.
No. So that was all the time that the technology let us have. So finally, thank you very much, Matt Berry, for an excellent interview and some great insights.